Yeah, okay, we're looking over the holy rabbi of Yitzchak Ariel, Mishnah Parak Vav, Parak Vav, Mishnah Zayin, Ein of Mikvois, Kish Shifaferes, Hanoid, Ke Ovya Ve'uch Vicha Lololo, Ke Shtei Etzba'ois, Chayiz Reis Limekoyman. Let's see over the picture, picture number 117 and 118. We have two pictures. Picture 117 is Gashveres Hanoid, Ke Ovya Uch Lololo, Ke Shtei Etzba'ois, Chayiz Reis Limekoyman. Are you back online?
Yeah.
Okay, so the picture number 117. Picture number 117 over here is Shefaris Hanoid, Shefaris Asuya Kimikone Halul, the Kushua Bepiah Tanoid, Kidesh Lishbech Mitoicha. It's tied to the spigot in order that it should flow. Oive Shefaris Hanoid, the Doifna, the Halola, Koive Shteet Spice, two fingers. Very good. Okay, fine. You're on mute, by the way. You're on mute.
I am. Okay, hold on.
Sorry. No, now it's good. I can hear you, but even I can hear you, but it says that it's a mute.
You can hear me now?
I can hear you, even though it shows on the screen that you're on mute. That's very strange. I never saw that before.
Me neither.
And you're frozen also. Your picture is frozen.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're off.
For some reason, I don't have video.
All right, so keep the video off. Keep the video off then. You'll save data. Okay, picture 118. Picture 118 over here is Erev Mikvois, Kishver Sanoid. You have Shtei Mikvois. You have a Nekev, Kishver Sanoid, Vamayim Bukhubar Mikan Mikan, Boive Kishver Sanoid, Shne Mikvois Sheyesh, Sheyesh, Benehem, Chibur, Koive Shafer Sanoid. Hare Elu, Mitstarfim, Zem Zelius, Mikvechod, Vamayim Shavishne Mikvois, Mitstarfim, Lashir 40 saw. Okay, so when you title in one of these mikvois, okay, they combine together. So therefore, vite v'amayim shebishnei mikvois mitstorfin. That's the chiddush. L'shiurim 40 saw lahachshir litbol b'chol echad min hamikvois. That's a tremendous chiddush. Is that you can have 20 in each mikvah as long as you have a shofar sanoid, the two mikvois are going to combine. Okay, let's go to the next vite in the Mishnah. Safik kish shofar sanoid, page 99. Let's we have a suffix, kish shifaris anoid. You keep on going on and off, it's no good. Your communication keeps going on and off. Rabbi Yitzchak, you hear me? You on mute. You're on mute.
Let me fix it. I think what I'll do, now I can see you, now I can hear you.
You're going to go off in a second. There's something wrong. You're going to go off and what, you're on your phone?
I'm on the internet. I'm on WhatsApp.
On WhatsApp?
Yeah, I'm calling you from WhatsApp, but for some reason there's something wrong with it. I don't know. All right, let me try this side of the room. Maybe there's a difference. Can you see me?
I can see, but I think you're frozen. What about you on WhatsApp? There's no Zoom on WhatsApp.
I don't know. I'm calling you from WhatsApp.
You called in? You're on the telephone?
No, I'm saying this is what I always do is to access the address that you gave me from WhatsApp.
Well, you put on the link. You pressed on the link. You just pressed on the link. That's Zoom. That's not what you. That's a link. That's just internet. You're on your phone's internet.
I don't know what I'm doing. I always go to the website address that you gave me from WhatsApp once, and that's the one that I press. So I don't know if I'm calling in or not.
No, that's called you're on Zoom. You're on regular Zoom. You're using the Zoom app. That just ties you into the Zoom app, and you're on the internet. Your cell phone. You have unlimited data on your phone?
No.
Also, you probably use it up. Zoom uses a lot. Zoom uses a ton of data.
Okay.
He's a right, ton of data.
So should I do it from a phone line or should we continue like this?
It's gonna go out every other second.
Let me see. Let me. All right. Fine. So then. So then.
You want to dial in?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe two. No, you know. I mean, let's see. I mean, let's try to go slow. Let's see if there's a problem.
All right. I know it's gonna go down in a sec because I see you're ready to. Doesn't look normal on my end over here. You're frozen. All right, let's see what happens. Okay, Vaitin Mishnah Kishafer said, let's say we have Safik Kishafer's Noit Safik Kishafer's Noit. We have a Safik Psulitz Possum Neshahik Minatira. Because the Mikvah is Minatira. Okay, let's see what the number 119. What is the number on the picture on the bottom? Picture number 119. Hasafik Hamiduba Mishnah Seinu Hainu Boyfin Shatoval Bimikvah Choser. You would toivel in a mikveh that's no good, that's next to the mikveh that's next to it. Vesafik loy. Hello, you there?
Can you see me?
No, I can't. It's no good. This is not a good mahalach. It's not a mahalach. Not a mahalach. You know, the best thing is, I'll tell you what to do. Just call in. The best thing is, I'll send you the link. I'm going to send you in WhatsApp what to do, the number. That's okay. The best thing. Let me give you the number to call in. Give me 1 second. Okay. Give me one moment.
All right.
One moment. Here we go. I'm going to give you the telephone number. Call this number. All right, I send it to you. Just call the number and enter the meeting number and password 123. You have it all here, and you'll be good. Password is 12345. You see it? That we're thinking over here is. We have a Safik if when you went to the mikveh there was a chibur. There's no way to know what was going on in Bishas Maisa. But let's say the nekev was lefanein, it was in front of us. The ain yochel limdoid as a nekev harizeh chesan yidia b'vayfen zeh gam safik l'rabban l'chumra. Okay, he's going over here into the nitty gritty details of Shef Shmaitza. You want to go live Shef Shmaitza, the sugis of Shef Shmaitza? I remember when I was in 9th grade, there was a bocher in 11th and 12th grade, and the Rebbe of Chaim Siegel was part of his brilliance. Part of his brilliance was to empower his talmidim. And the boy in 12th grade, he made him, I want you to give a chabura to the younger bocher in 9th grade. This is a brilliant, brilliant, this is the Koyach of Rasil. He understood what it means, leadership. He took a Bacham in 12th grade, and you're going to give every Mitzvah Shabbos to these young Bacham in 9th grade a Shir and Shev Shmaitza. I didn't go to the Shir Shev Shmaitza. This Bacham, his name was Sussan Gelman, and right now, I think he's in a coma from COVID. Oh, he's very schwach now.
What is he?
What?
What's his name?
Sussan Gellerman. Sussan Gellerman. He was the best boy in Chaim Berlin, and he became a Rashiv in Lakewood. His own yeshiva. Someone funded it. Comes from a poor family. Someone gave him. He's supposed to have a beautiful yeshiva, and COVID came, and he was from the very very first. And he's young and healthy. He's young. He's how old was he? 50 years old. He's not heavy. Okay, he's not a heavy person. He's a young person, healthy person. He got COVID. He basically, I think he almost died. I think they didn't treat him. I think they gave him one of those well tabs. And his wife saw that he was turning blue. And she frantically called up the hospital. Someone should rush to go and do something. It seems like they wanted to kill him or they had enough of him or they wanted to kill him. And the wife, because she had the well tab, she was able to see that he was dying. But I think it was too late already, and there was enough damage done to him that now he's already a vegetable. They killed him. It was negligence, pure negligence. He would have been back in business by now. He would have made it. And the hospital just couldn't give a hoot about him. They wanted him out already. They had enough on their hands. So they basically neglected him, and his wife was able to catch it. And she made a stink. And by the time they came to his rescue, it was too late already. And now he's a vegetable. I hope maybe by now it got better. I don't know. Maybe at last I heard it was no good. That's a year ago. So this Bachar, Rabbi Chaim Siegel, he made him give a shiur in Shev Shmaitze. And what is Shev Shmaitze all about? Picture number 119 is Shev Shmaitze. That's Shev Shmaitze. Hasavik, there's all these various seikas, all the sugis of seikas. Hasavik amudubik b'shusseinu chayinu b'ofin shatava b'mikvah choser ha'mukhubu l'mikvah kol shil yodoi. The suffix, like, what's the suffix in Mohoya Hanekev Kashir Shafaris Hanoid? The suffix is if it was a Shafaris Hanoid. The Achakach Nifrats Hanekev Yosef. So you have a hole. We do not know what the Metzius was. All we know that right now it's definitely good. Because now when we examine it, we know that it opened up more. Something happened in between, something happened recently which the Nekev became much, much wider. And the she'ela is, what was the matziv before? And there's no way to determine. There's no way to actually know. In that case, halach, that's the sugis of Shev Shmaitza, then the suffix is lekula. This the chilek, we go derais and derabanan. A derais go lechumra, derabanan go lekula. Mishum shu suffix min atayra sek lechumra. Aval. Let's say we have a neck in front of us. But for some bizarre reason, there's no way to determine what the size of the neck is. I don't know why. But for some reason, there's no way to make the determination. Then, how is the chesaron yedia? Oh, you have a yedia, savik yedia. Revoiving zem, savik derabon gam, savik derabon lakula. Okay, it's very important. This is the lamish sugya. So, lamish sugya. Going to mikvahs min ha'toyre, v'tzach l'chosef shekamo kein shir shifaris ha'noid l'hachshir samikvah chosay adi chibor gam hu min ha'toyre. Chayitzalik b'shir zahari savik l'chumra. Okay, so think over here, there are two dinim. Mikvah chiv tfil mikvahs min ha'toyre. What's the shal about that? Chiv ha'tfila b'mikvah mayim havi min ha'toyre. The chiv to immerse the mikvahs min ha'toyre. Well, of course, why not? A nido needs to go to mikvah, a zav, a mitzayra. No, a zav needs to go, a zav, and a zav needs to go, mayim chayim, mitzayra also mayim chayim. Okay, who needs to go to mikvah b'zman hazeh? Only noshim need to go to mikvah, and a ger needs to go to mikvah in that Torah. An isha, a nido, a ger, a ger, and kalim. I think that's the only time you need to go to mikvah midaraisa bizman hazeh. As far as I know, are there any other examples where a human being needs to immerse, a nida needs to immerse, and a ger needs to immerse, and that's it. Utensils, kalim, no, they don't need to be immersed. Kalim need to go to, if you buy from a goy, if you buy a utensil from a goy, does it need to go to mikvah midaraisa? What's the halacha? I don't think so. Is that a midaraisa? I don't know. I don't think it's midaraisa. Maybe it is. I don't think so.
I think we had a friend in Borough Park a long time ago who decided that he was going to sell his chametz to the guy for Pesach. So I don't know who he spoke to or what he decided or whatever, but he did his own thing. And then he discussed it later with people who were much more knowledgeable than he. And then he realized that if the taka was a real mechira, not what the rabbis do, he has to be tovel all the kalim again.
You don't sell kalim to a guy. You rent it, right, exactly. You rent you don't sell them, period. You don't sell kalim to a guy, period. You mevatel the blios. You do not sell kalim to a guy. You mevatel the blios and you rent to them the location upon which they rest. My father would say, you authorize me to be your agent in selling your chametz to the guy and to rent to him the location where they are located, where the chametz is located. And what do you say about it? I think that was a nusach. And that includes, you don't sell kelim. Kelim are not sold. You don't even sell, you don't even rent them place. You don't do that. Kelim garnished. You just don't use kelim. The belios in the kelim, you are mevatel. You don't sell it. You don't even rent. You don't even rent the kelim to the market. Nothing garnished. You don't sell kelim. Your china, the chametz sticker kelim that you're not going to be using on Pesach, you clean, you put away. Zehu. You own it. You don't even rent the space to the guy. You're only selling the guy the chametz, and you're renting to him the place where they are resting. Zehu, how do you do a mechira? These guys don't know what they're doing. Do a mechira, you have to do kinyan kesef, kinyan shtar, kinyan agav, kinyan sudar. Sudar. Okay, sudar, that's already four, there's more kinyan, there's whatever. They have to know how to do this. Okay, vayit, kahara, what's they say over the chiv deraisa, saying the shefers hanoid is oichit adin deraisa. Vayit in the mission.
You're right. So anything that's negeya mikvah is really halachal moshe mishina, is also considered
a tar. Yeah, that's what he's saying over here. Let's go vayit. Vayit is so sovi, the shefers hanoid, so vishnoid, was hanoid, psula, mevneshu min atoira. Next, vachin gezayis min anes. A kezayis from a dead body. Chazayis and Veluch, Hadosham and Asheretz. Kol Shayamoid Kishifaferis and Noid, Mimaato. Anything that's less, anything that Shayamoid Kishifaferis and Noid, Mimaato. I don't know what in the world that means. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Kol Shubibrias Hamayim Tohar. And we have over here no picture. So we have to go to the traditional Perushim. Let's see the Rav. Let's see what the Rav says about all this. Eruv mikvois. We have an eruv mikvois. Mikveh choser shebitzad mikveh sholem inami bezeh eshem so. So he's saying two different examples. One is you have mikveh choser. Next, a mikveh sholem, which is like we do today. We have today hashaka. The bor. The barvus, the bor. The bor in my museum, the bor of the mikveh. The bor mikveh choser. My museum, we have just the bor. And in the bor, we're going to have dirty, filthy, dirty water. To show the oil of what's taka really in the bar. The bar is not, you know, nice filtered chlorine water with baking soda and test. That's in the sauna, not in the bar. The bar has just regular rainwater that's been there for 25 years, but it's not really because it's been diluted. So the air of mikvah choser, shabitzah mikvah sholem. And now you're going to be hashaka. Inami bezeh eshim so vezeh eshim so. The thickness and the including the actual thickness of the material plus the hollow inside space and vahainu shalkon mishum vahainu kashtei etzbois choyzit l'vukayvam mishaprichs b'revach b'chal hakonin has to swivel ushtei etzbois sh'amrachim shtei etzbois hasmuchis l'goydel next to the thumb harishaynos shebepas hayad vahainu etzba ve'amo. Etzba is the first finger, amo is the middle finger. Amo is the finger that you put out when you want to tell a person what you think of them, and the etzba is the finger you put out to point. Fine. The goydel, that's how we define the etzba and the goydel. Middle finger is what I think the machshava is the lemaisa. Etzba is the point. This is the oilam of asiya, and the middle finger is the oilam of machshava. How do you like that? Pinky, you use to pick your nose, and the zeres, you use. I don't know. I'll figure all that out later. What?
You make the kemitza.
The kemitza, right. I know. I'm not a chazal. I over here, my own Torah over here. Weiter. Safik Yeshem Kishir Safik Stav Imrem Kishir Svek and Tomei. Likewise, the Kazayis Min Hames. The Kazayis Min Hames.
Now we're going back to the Taurus over here. This has nothing to do with Mikvah anymore.
I guess so. Let's see. Right. Going over here is right. Is this metame? Right. This is a new mikvah. You're right. V'davik b'shal yochid. Av b'shusar abim sveikoi tohar. V'yavol gav dafilu b'drabon sveik tumma b'shusar yochid sveikoi tohar. Me mikol makam hochi ilu havi shiur. Ilu havi shiure drabonon hayinu metarin oisai. If it's a shiur drabon, it'll be metarin. No, I don't say that. One more time. V'chein gizayis ben ames. Sveik yesh v'yam kashir, sveik imim kashir. Sveikoi tohar. V'davik b'shusar yochid.
Because
Kazayas min
hames. Now, is this from the flesh or is this from the bones?
Kazayas min hames is from the basar. The basar. A kazayas only the basar. The bone, you need only a kasa'ira from the bone of a dead body. Even a sa'ira is matan b'maga, but b'masa you need to have roiv minyan or roiv binyan, I think. For masa, for carrying, for touching, you only need a very small amount. Let's see again. Zayis min hames, savik yeshem geshir, savik yeshem geshir, savik yeshem geshir, v'dav b'shal yochid. Avol b'shal rabim sveik otar. V'yav agav de afilu b'rabon savik tumme b'shal yochid sveik otar me. Even though when it comes to savik tumme b'shal, afilu b'rabon and b'shal yochid sveik otar me, nikol makoim, ha'acha ilu have shi'uri d'rabonon, ha'ayinu mitadim oisa, but since the shir d'araisa, you think over here the reason why we're going to be machm over here is because it's a sheer daraisa, since it's the bare minimum, and since you may have indeed a fact a kazayas, the male is going to be tamei. It's a suffix daraisa. It's a sheer daraisa. All right, let's go by. Maybe we'll see more. Let's go by. The kol sheyamoid bein. What does this mean? Kol sheyamoid kishaferes hanoid. What does it mean? Bein offer bein tsroidos. Ben Yavchushin Adumim, whether it's going to be earth, whether it's going to be pebbles, whether it's going to be creatures, Yavchushim Adumim, red. What's this word? What's the word of Yavchushim? What is a creature? Some type of creature, a little bug, a water bug, Yavchushin. What's a good word for Yavchushin? A gnat. What's a gnat? A gnat. Lice.
And the other thing is Itush. No, Itush.
What's itush?
I don't know what it is.
Some type of little creature. Yavchushim adumim, red creatures. Hagdil b'maim im oimdim al pi hanegev. If they oimdim al pi hanegev, mematin b'shaferes hanoid ve'ein ham mikvois misarim. So you want to go use some type of a material, an object, in order to diminish the circumference. The inner circumference of the Shoferes Hanoit. We want to be memayit the Shoferes Hanoit. How are we going to be memayit the Shoferes Hanoit? The way we're going to do that is by making it less than Shoferes Hanoit, by sticking in earth, or by sticking in either earth or earthworms, or pebbles, or anything above. So it's going to work. And a melo, it's now going to be less than the size of kishaferes hanoit. Then a mikvois misarmis, it's not going to be able to be mixed together. And then we have the next opinion, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And there, no, I disagree. Kol shum mibrias amayim. I think this mishnah is quoted. It's quoted throughout Shas. This halachi disagrees that you cannot diminish the thickness of an area with kagon yavchushim adumim in halacha, because that's called water. That's called water. Anything that is a material. A creature, a living creature, is not memayit. It's not memayit. Kol shu mibrias hamayim tohar. Tohar means it's. Look at your yudalid. Tohar perush afilu litbol boy. It means it's not going to be memayit. And memelo, you're allowed to be toivel in the mikvah because it's considered to be mechubar. If we were to have a kishofeferes hanad, we would have chibur. And if we have chibur, then it would be a kosher mikvah. But being that, so what's the problem? It's not mechubar because it's not a shifaferes hanoit. It has been diminished with earthworms. Along comes Rav Shimon Gamliel. He says, no, an earthworm is not a mimiut. It's a living creature. A living creature is not a pebble. It's not earth. It's not some type of material which has a kerti memayit. It's not memayit. It's not memayit. And now we have a chibur. It's going to be metatohar. You ought to be toivel. Okay, let's look over here at the Ikum Mefarshim, Mishnah Zayin Ikum Mefarshim. Hakdoma. Mishnah said, "Well, but that's the din area of a mikvah. Let's start from Yachel the Shia Arvim Saw 40 Saw. Shehu benekev, shebeneim b'shir ke shefaris hanoit. We have over here. We want to join together the mikvahs in the Shia 40 Saw. The nekev shebeneim. We have a hole between them. B'shir ke shefaris hanoit. The sefer mivne mikvahs v'achsherim. In the sefer called mivne." What's Mivne mean? The construction?
Yeah.
The construction of voice and the way to make them kosher, Kosav, Shashiur Kish Shifaferis Night, who nekev nekev a hole, be koter. What's bekoter mean? Measurement?
I don't know.
It must mean the measurement. The modern Hebrew word, 5 centimeters with an S. You spell centimeters with an S or with a C. In Hebrew, for some reason, it's a samach. Is a samach a C or is a samach an S? If you use a sin, what's the chilik between a sin and a samach? The chilik is it a C or is it an S? C, in English language, how do you differentiate between the letter C and the letter S? Try to explain to a child. What's the sound of a C? C, like centimeter. What is an S? S is stupid.
Okay.
So what's the difference between stupid and centimeter? How do you explain that to a child? The answer is, my sonny boy, there is no... It's like Moshe Rabbeinu. Hareini noes kivodech. You want to know tzaddik v'ra'aloi? There's no answer. Accept it and memorize it. It will be on the exam. There is no way to differentiate between these two letters, even in the English language. Certainly in Lashon HaKodesh, we don't know the difference between a sin and a samach. Okay, centimeters. V'anoigim ma'asayis v'koyter 6 centimeters. Miyu b'yesh nekav m'radim ketanim b'neyem adifi mishafer sanoit. What does that mean? What does that mean? B'yesh nekavim rabim kitanim b'nehem adife mishefaris. What in the world does that mean? You have a lot.
Meaning that smaller holes that are less than 6 centimeters or 5 centimeters, they can be mistarish. If you have a lot of small holes.
Why? Why is that so? Why should that be so? You're supposed to. Why is that so? You have to have a big opening. I don't know what this means. That needs explanation with it, that concept. What do you mean rabbim? How many rabbim? What does that mean exactly, rabbim? Where do you draw the line? I don't know. This needs to be explained. This is a very vague, vague statement. This needs hesber. All right, next page.
Hold on, I'm sorry. This is the question that I really should remember the answer for. But you were talking about the case now, Mishnah. Here at mikvahs, one mikvah is entirely megashari. The other one, if one is 22 sa and the other one is 18 sa, right? So can the one that's 18 sa be regular mayim shuvim? No.
No. No.
No. Both of them have to be.
Both of them parsha have to be, let's assume, both have to be my real mikvah water, real mega shamim. But each one does not have, you need 40 sa to be together. So you need the shefaris night to be mitzvahed and to make into one mikvah.
Right.
So that's what we're doing over here.
None of them can be my shoes.
No, they cannot. Definitely not.
No,
you don't go basura. Yeah, you need three lugim.
Huh?
Remember, if three lugim, forget about a saw, there's 20 saw. If you have three lugim of the first 40 saw, then it's part passes the mikvah.
Right.
You have to have 40 saw of mayim shuvim, of a mayim megashamim. And if you have, and if the first of those first 40 saw you have even. Yeah, even three lugim of mayim shuvim, it passes the mikvah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the basic halacha. You have to have 40 saw of matmei gesham. Here you have 20 in one pit, 20 in another pit. So together we're going to combine them if you have shofar sanoit. What is shofar sanoit? 5 centimeters. But we today we live in a very religious generation. We know the reasons why everything happens in this world. We know everyone's business. Memela, we're very machmir today. We want 6 centimeters. A hole that has a diameter of 6. I'm going to take my measuring thing with me when I go to the mikveh next time. I want to measure to make sure it's the right size. I'm going to use the same tape measure I used to measure women's skirts when I walked on Avenue M to make sure that it's 2 inches below the knee. I'm telling you, anyone that I suspect is not 2 inches, I stop. I take up a measure. I say, "Woman, stop here. I'm a member. I pick up my badge. I'm a member of the Haredi police. The Haredi police does not allow people to walk in this neighborhood without a skirt that's 2 inches below the knee. And yours only 1 inch and 3/4. That means we're giving you a fine. You have to pay $1 million to Kupat Ha'ir. And we're not going to put you on the list, so we're not going to pray for you. Sorry. Sorry, buddy. Weiter.
Okay, fine. Weiter, now
I'll ask the next question. Weiter, now we go to the next Ikar Mefarshim. Next Ikar Mefarshim appears on page 99. 99. Safek ki shofar sanoi pesula mishum shigachi of tilahu min atayra near loy near li shafilu hoy tami bitum drabanan afilu hachi harei chayvinu midrabanu with bomba makwa shid shleva min atayra. Even is very important. You saw you saying over here, very powerful. You saw from the Tzaris Yisrael. Since once already you go to a mikvah, even if you're going for a mikvah purpose only with the Rabbanan, you have to be tailed in the mikvah deraisa, in a kosher mikvah. That's part of the Tekanas Chazal. The Tekanas Chazal is that sometimes a person needs to go to mikvah only with the Rabbanan. But Chazal insisted that when you go to be tailed for a reason, the reason why being tailed is only with the Rabbanan, you still must be tailed in the mikvah that is deraisa. They did not make a two-class system. They did not say, you come to the mikvah, the question, sir, you're going to the mikvah. It's they have 2 mikvahs here. One mikvah is only kosher medrabanan. One is kosher deraisa. If you need to go to the kosher mikvah, then the deraisa, the cost is $5. If you want to go to the one that's only kosher medrabanan, it's only $4. So you should decide, why do you need to go to mikvah? If you need to go to mikvah on a deraisa level, then you have no choice. You have to pay $5 to go to the mikvah that's kosher midaraisa. And if you only need to go to mikvah because you're talking midrabanan for a drabanan reason, then you only need to go to the mikvah that costs $4, because that mikvah, we don't have all the hidurim. We did not make all the hidurim there. If it's only kosher midrabanan, you pay $4. So Chazal said no such thing. Everyone gets charged one flat fee of $5, no matter what. We only have one mikvah, it's kosher midaraisa. Even if you're only tamei midrabanan, you have no choice. You must go to the mikvah that's kosher midaraisa. You have to pay $5. How do you like that? When you put everything in terms of dollars and cents, everything makes so much more sense. Weiter. Oilam kesef ibane. Nisht al tikri oilam kesef ibane, al tikri oilam kesef ibane. And then when you become more mature, we have a new girsa for you. Al tikri oilam chesed, al tikri oilam kesef. Tikrei kovod, oilam kovod yibaneh. The ikur shebeikur is kovod. Weiter.
So that when the Mishnah talks about lechem zayis, lechem and arayzich, lechem zayis and arayzich, lechem and arayzich, these are all things that you have a suffix whether or not you have the correct shear to be metame from. And they should have the same thing like the mikvah, that even if it, that it's seiko tamek, right. They have to be.
You need to be a kosher daraisa. Let's see the tabla. Right. Tabla 46. Adam atayvel b'sechat tanech haris. That we did already. We did the being told in the tanech haris. Next tabla is on the next page.
47.
Page 47. Shear kasher is a night mikvah chaser besad mikvah shal boy chaser. Kim stam yachal l'shear bar msa. Kasha yesh v'nem nekev kasher hair ha'oive v'achalal shal shear is a night. V'shear etzba v'yama is shear v'etzba v'yama ha'mis la peches. But evach, that's the twist and turn. twist and turn. Berevach bechalal nekev. Good. Shear suffik shear kasher is noit. Suffik miyesh benekev kasher is noit. How make a puzzle? The neshu suffik kashal tayer. V'chein besuffik shear hametame b'meis. If we have a shear and we do not know if this piece of meat is enough to metame, uven avil v'sheretz sveikam v'shleyach etame. V'neshu zel suffik b'shiurim shehinam me'atayer. Miut b'shiur shveres. Let's say we want to be mamayit this hole. The hole is too large. We want to be mamayit it. Doing that should not be mitzadef. Kol shemunach b'nekev shemayin ha-mekvayitz kagoyin eifer tzveres mematem b'shiur ha-shveres ha-night. V'yafchu shem adumim u'chidoyme shabriyosem b'gdilim b'avayim. That came from water l'tana kama b'mayit v'mshemimila b'mayit. So it's, everything is mamayit except when it comes to the yafchu shem. The yafchu shem, then it's machlokes of these items are memayit. Let's chaz the mishnah nachamol mishnah zayin eruv mikvoyos.
So that means you can put, so I can put something into the hole to try to block it up.
Correct. Anything you put in the hole to block it up is memayit this shear. The only thing is what about yafchushim adumim, some type of sea creature? So do these things have the koyach if you glue them in there? You glue them in there, the koyach to be memayit the halal. And that's machlekes, Tanakh says they do, and Rav Shimon Lulul says, no, they do not. Why not? I don't know. He doesn't tell us why. He says that a living creature is not memayit. Let's see over here the chaz of the Mishnah Nahama one more time. The chaz of the Mishnah, eruv mikvois. If you want to combine two mikvois together, whether it's going to be you want to combine two mikvois that each one by itself does not have the shi'ur, and we want to combine them together to create a kosher mikvah. That's the Ereshazach. Kishferes hanoit. Or we have one kosher mikvah, we have one non-kosher. Shmaim shuvim. Like what we do today in the modern day mikvahs. We want to do hashaka. So one is kosher, one's not kosher. You have to have a plug. You have a plug. You have a hole that goes from the mikvah that's kosher, from the bor into the sauna. So what is the diameter of the hole that connects the two to make it kosher? The shiur is kishifayferes hanoid. What is kishifayferes hanoid? Two fingers. Which two fingers after the thumb? What's the size in modern day numbers? Maker hadin, 5 centimeters is sufficient. L'chatchila, 6. Weiter. Eruv mikvayferes hanoid kikaavya. That includes the thickness of the two fingers, the chalala, and the ability, hanoid. The hanoid, which is obvious, its thickness. V'chachalala. I don't know what the redundancy over there is. What does that mean? The thickness and its halal. Of course, once we're telling you the thickness, doesn't that automatically include the halal? Because maybe you'll make a mistake and say, if you only say the word, if you say the word ka'avi, you may make a mistake to think it means the inside. You'll measure it from the inside, the halal part. So now when we say kachalala, that already covers the inside. So now when it says ka'avya, it automatically means from the outside. We want the diameter, don't make any mistake. It's the diameter including the outside of the kone. Don't make a mistake and think that it's the inside of the kone. A little mashu more. And now we tell you the shi'ur, the shift. You want to, what is the equivalent of ke'ovya?
Yeah, so it's the width of the kone or it's the width of the node?
No, it says the shiferis. No, it's not the kone. No, not the kone. It's the tube, only the tube. Not the node. Only the kone. It says the kishififeres hanoid. The tube, the noid, you see in the picture, 117, you see over here the noid, and then they stuck into the node, they fashtupped into the node, the kone. That's called the shififeres, the tube of the noid. Only the tube. But the tube of the node, if I only would say one word, I would think that we're going to measure the tube from the inside of the tube. We're not going to include the thickness of the tube itself. Kamashon ke'ovya. Only said one word, I would not know that it includes the actual thickness. It means from the outside. The diameter of this shififeris, this tube from the outside. And now it tells, what is that in practical terms? In practical terms, it's kishtei etzba, always take two fingers and swoosh and swivel. You can swivel all the way back, like hagba. You pick it up, you turn one direction, you turn the other direction, and then you come back to the center. You have to be able to do like a hagba on the noid. Hagba min atara min ayin. Kishififeres hanoid. Okay, there's obviously some connection between the tahara, Torah is tahar. That's what you're really doing. When you lay the Torah, you're going to the mikvah. When you lay in the Torah, you're going to mikvah and memeil. That's why you have to show the shiur of chibur is kishefaferes and night. And the way you define it is kishtei etzbois chayiz rois lebukaiman. Swoosh back and forth and go back into the middle. There's a famous mice where there's a person he used to go to the mikvah every single morning into the river, ice cold river with sakar. So his parents were very, very upset because he felt that he's going to die. He's going to get the chvesnish. He's going to die he'll fall into the river. So he used to go. The parents were there, so they went to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe agreed with the parents that it's sakonis nefash, that he should go every day to the freezing cold river to go be told in the mikvah. So he had the bacha sit down, and he told the bacha, can you see me? Can you see me on your screen? Can you see me?
No.
Okay, so you don't need to see me. So he told the bacha, he says, you don't have to go. And the Rebbe started stroking his beard. The Rebbe was stroking his beard. And he said to the bacha, you don't have to go to mikvah to become tahar. You can learn Torah before davening. By learning Torah, this is equivalent to going to mikvah. And as the Rebbe kept on stroking his beard, water began to drip from the beard. It was a Rebbe Shemayfes, that learning Torah does alone is a mikvah. This is the Tahara.
The Rambam talks about being Toivel and Mehadas.
Ah, exactly. Yeah. The Mehadas. So therefore he demonstrated, and as he stroked his beard, water began to drip from the beard. Miraculous. Rebbe Shemaisa. You like this Rebbe Shemaisa? Gevald Gemaisa. My favorite Rebbe Shemaisa by far is I read from Yechiel Spiro. I think one of his first books he ever wrote. Spiro. I think it was his first book he wrote. No, I made a toast. It was Yair Weinstock. I think it was his first book. Yair Weinstock wrote Chassidus Shemaislach, and I love this Maisa, where the Rebbe went out mitzvah Shabbos to Kiddush Levana, and there was no Levana, there were clouds. So the Rebbe said to the Chassid, my Chassid, go to the mikvah and bring me a towel from the mikvah. So the chassid runs to the mikvah, he comes back with the towel from the mikvah, and the Rebbe takes the towel and he starts washing the clouds. He lifts up his hand to the sky with the towel. Nes, my face, the clouds go away. A beautiful levon is there. So all the chassidim were sitting there and they said, our Rebbe is a bal my face. Look, the Rebbe can take the towel from the mikvah and he can move all the clouds away. It's a bal my face. So the Rebbe said to the chassidim, my chassidim, it's a chaval, chaval. Neskatnu hadayos. My tata, he can do the same thing without the towel. Neskatnu hadayos. You like that story? I love that story. I really like that story. For some reason, I don't know why.
Do not say it on Tisha B'Av. Say it on a more tragic occasion.
I like that story because it somehow resonates me. I really wonder if we're having it. We're going to have a Tisha program this year. Will we have Tisha B'Av? Will there be a Tisha B'Av? Okay, but will there be a Tisha B'Av program? I don't even know. I really wonder if he's even going to do it. I'm not so sure if he's really. I'm not so sure where he's holding. If he's going to do it, I don't know. And if he does it, I'm really not so sure I'm going to be doing it anymore. I have this very bad feeling that the ratings, the ratings are not good. He told me this already a few times. People give him advice. He gets advice. He's a very good guy at Mandel. He has people that he talks to, and they give him advice. And he takes, I don't know, he doesn't tell me who he talks to. There are people that he talks to. And they give him advice, and he listens very carefully. And my impression is, the problem with me is, they want name recognition. Thus is the ikor. You can't draw people for inspiration unless you have name recognition. It's a very, very big thing.
Yeah, but you hit all the high points. You hit...
Who cares?
You hit high tuitions, and you hit individual tourists.
No, first of all, that's a matter. You want, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. First of all, what he's saying is a very nice column, but it's not even true. But besides that, it doesn't matter. If you'll bring in, let's say you'll bring in the most charismatic, the most amazing speaker, the people will blow people out of the water. But if he has no name recognition, it's worthless. It's worthless. There's a very powerful principle in programs, in public speaking. You need name recognition to be on a piece of paper to draw people to the program. That's the way the world works. That's the way the world works. If you'll go, you'll find a person that's Necha ben Akelim somewhere, some guy living in the basement somewhere who has the most, he'll give Ruach HaKodesh. He'll tell you Mamish, what Mashiach is, he'll tell you every, all the secrets, like everything. And they'll put him up on the screen, they'll put up his name over there. No one's coming. No one's coming. Because that's the way the world works. The world works, you need name
recognition. Right, but if someone listens and if they see that there's a little bit of Teichen, they're not going to be so quick to turn them off next time.
They will, because there are only 35 channels. How many programs? They're literally probably, Torah Time has it themselves, 25. How many programs there are on Tisha B'Av? It's a few people told me, without soliciting their comments, they said to me, you know, the time has come already. You know, everything had its day. I heard this in different rooms. Everything had its time and place. This program that you participate in, come on. Who are they competing with? Project Inspire? They're competing with... A concert. With the Finger Boys, come on. With Baruch Levine and Chves this one, and has the Haskama of Hill David. Hill David is now in the Mo'etzes Gedolei Yisrael. Has his Haskama, he's there, a big, beautiful picture of him, running for 3 weeks nonstop, and never told him to take it down. Never told him to take down the picture of him, giving his Haskama, having a concert on Tisha B'Av. Pile Plum, unbelievable. Gusunta Hate, what do I care? I couldn't give a hoot. But people say, I already got a few comments from people that I'm very close with. People that are very close with me. And they say, everything has its time. It served its function. And then even if you just want to talk about the kinnis, come on. You're going to hear about Reisman. Reisman last year spoke. The stats were out of this world. He had, I think, 1,200 people listening to him online, live. Okay, I don't even want to tell you how many people were listening to me. I'm not going to embarrass myself by telling you how many people were listening to me. He had 1,200 people listening to him online this past summer, Tisha B'Av. And Ephraim Shapir had many hundreds. Rabbi Moshe Tovi Leif, he had also many hundreds. I remember one year he came there, he speaks every year in the afternoon, and he came one year.